InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Over 80% of 65-year-olds will one day need long-term health care. But are they financially prepared for it? Most severely underestimate these costs. Here with the story, InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Gal Wetstein is a senior research economist at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, and he's here to discuss their recent report that examined how well older adults understand healthcare risks and whether advisors are actually helpful. Gal, set the stage a bit on this. What are the biggest misconceptions that older adults have about healthcare costs in retirement?
I think the biggest misconceptions are regarding the overall size. People don't have a good sense of how much they're going to have to spend on healthcare in retirement and whether they're going to need it. A general theme of what we've found is that healthcare, which we divide into medical spending, which is things like doctors, drugs, hospital visits, and long-term care, which is more nursing, helping with getting out of bed, helping with walking around, things like that. On the medical front, people are pretty well insured. And so even if they don't quite understand how much they're going to spend, almost everyone has Medicare. Almost everyone who has Medicare has some form of supplemental coverage above and beyond traditional Medicare. And so those costs can be higher than expected, but it's not likely to break the bank. On the long-term care front, people have a lot of misconceptions, and those costs are not very well insured. And that can lead to a lot of unpleasant surprises.
What percentage of older adults end up needing long-term care, and is there an average age that occurs?
We found in our research that for a 65-year-old today, the vast majority will need some amount of long-term care. Here we're talking about something like over 80% will need some amount of long-term care. Now, a lot of that is going to be low-intensity assistance with what we call instrumental activities of daily living. These are things like cooking, managing your budget, shopping, things like that. So some people will just need that, and they'll just need that for a short period of time. But then a good chunk of people will unfortunately need high-intensity care for extended periods of time. We're talking about almost 1 in 5 will need what we call high-intensity care, which is assistance with at least 2 of the list of activities of daily living, which is walking, getting out of bed, using the bathroom, showering, getting dressed, things like that. Basic activities. So more than 2 of those, and we'll need that help for more than 3 years.
What are the main reasons that people don't purchase long-term care insurance?
Part of it is the misconceptions. Most people don't understand that they will very likely need this kind of care. Of the ones who do appreciate the care that they're going to need, there's a lot of people who think that health insurance will cover it, so that their Medicare will cover it, or that their Medicare Advantage or Medigap or the retiree plan from a past employer. People think that those kinds of insurance cover these kinds of non-medical care. This is kind of more personal care. But that's simply not true, not generally. So Medicare will cover, for example, some period of time in what's called a skilled nursing facility. If you've, say, had an operation and you need, say, a month of rehabilitation that also involves medical care, Medicare will cover some of that. But if you need something that isn't directly tied to an acute medical event, if you need it for a long period of time, Medicare and other health insurance doesn't cover it, and so people don't understand that. The other thing is that people just don't think about it, I think. It's very easy to put off decisions about buying insurance. You asked about the average age. Typically, people need this kind of care when they reach their 80s. Mid-80s is a typical time. And that seems like a long way off for people at the ages when they might buy this kind of insurance, which is usually 50s and 60s. After age 75, most insurers won't sell you long-term care, even if you want it.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Gal Wetstein, senior research economist at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, and we're discussing a recent report from his organization that examined how well older adults understand healthcare risks and whether financial advisors are actually helpful. Gal, the report suggests that financial advisors are aware of healthcare risks and costs, yet their clients remain largely uninformed. Why is that disconnect happening?
That's a really good question. I don't think we have a really clear answer. One hypothesis we have is that the people who have financial advisors are relying on them to keep track of all of this information, so they don't feel that they need it or that they need to do it themselves because they're paying someone to do it for them. That's one hypothesis. Yeah, I mean, we really do generally find that not only do the people with advisors have no better perception of these things, we often find that they have a worse perception.
So it's safe to say the retirees with financial advisors don't really make any better preparations?
That's not clear, because it could actually be that the advisors are doing what they presumably should be doing, which is offering advice. So you might not know all the details, but your advisor will tell you you should buy long-term care insurance, or they'll tell you you should talk to your kids about it, make other arrangements. I haven't mentioned it, but most long-term care is actually not paid care. It's informal care, most often from a spouse or an adult child. Insurance generally doesn't cover that. You generally don't have to pay for that, but that doesn't mean it's something that there's no cost to. It's just not a financial cost or not an immediate financial cost. But you might want to discuss these things with your kids, with your spouse, have plans in place for if and when needs arise.
Are there any other common mistakes that retirees make when planning for medical and long-term care expenses?
Past studies that we've done and others have done show that part of the reason why people misperceive their costs in retirement is that they underestimate how long retirement might be. So people tend to underestimate how long they're likely to live. And that ties into not really expecting the right amount of long-term care. It also, in general, leads people to underestimate how much they'll need to spend on medical care and on anything, on housing, on food, on everything. So one thing people might want to do when planning for retirement is just look at the life expectancy tables and see, they might be usually pleasantly surprised by how long they're likely to live. We found that people in their 60s and early 70s, when they're making these decisions, they tend to underestimate how long they're going to live.
Just to wrap things up, if there were one key takeaway from this study that consumers should act on right now, immediately, what would it be?
Begin thinking about how you would pay for these long-term care needs. I didn't mention, these are extremely expensive services. 1 year in a nursing home can easily cost $100,000 or more. And so these are things that people should plan for. The plan will depend on your situation. Some people should expect to rely on Medicaid, which is the biggest financer of formal care in the country. But some people don't know that that requires them to essentially give up all of their assets. So whatever your situation, if you want to leave money to your kids, if you have a spouse that lives in the community, you might want to consider other options, and you should look into it as soon as possible.
As someone who had a loved one who paid premiums for long-term care insurance for like 30 years, my impression just in real life was that the policy was expensive and the premiums increased a lot through the years. And she lived in various stages of assisted living for 12 years. But when it came time to make a claim on that long-term care policy, it paid only a portion of the last couple of years when she'd moved into the highest level of care. Is that normal? Should consumers be skeptical about this sort of thing? I mean, what is your take on a situation like that? Because in all honesty, it didn't seem worth it.
I won't say that that's atypical. I think that's often true. These policies don't tend to be uncapped. You usually have a limit of how many years or dollars of care they'll cover. And it's usually something like 2 years or up to 5 years. Rarely do they cover more than 5 years of care. The good news is that the vast majority of people won't need more than 5 years of care. The bad news is that, like you said, you kind of need to buy in early. The longer you wait, the higher the premiums will be. And at some point, you run the risk of being denied coverage. So after age 75, usually you'll be denied coverage regardless. And even before age 75, there is underwriting for these plans. So if you have a health condition that's likely to lead to needing long-term care in the future, you may well be denied coverage. And so the longer you wait, the higher the probability that you'll develop such a condition and then be unable to buy insurance for it. I won't say it's an obvious choice for everybody. Some people definitely would be served by trying to use Medicaid to navigate this process. But that also requires planning. So Medicaid generally has a look-back period if you want to transfer assets to children so that you qualify, because the asset test for Medicaid is extremely stringent. You can't have very much. They usually look back a number of years. It depends on the state where you live. So all of these things require a good amount of planning, even if you're not getting insurance. Maybe especially if you're not getting insurance. The bureaucracy requires a lot of planning.
Interesting topic. Gal Wetstein, Senior Research Economist at the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. Thank you very much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
Next, wildfire management to tame the flames. That story as InfoTrack continues.
Stick around. There's more InfoTrack straight ahead.